tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa continues to push west at this hour and is currently tracking over the country of Thailand. He's approximately 1 hour ahead of his time last year, and we're wondering what that means for the sectors ahead. Let's go live now to our Eye on the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, for his thoughts. Crash, how are you doing?
I'm getting a little hungry here, Frank, and my eggnog's getting a little low. Can you tell those elves in resupply to send me a tanker?
Message received, Crash. Obviously, the work of Santa tonight is not much of a concern for you.
My only concern is keeping up with him, Frank. It's harder than ever to follow Santa because he's moving so fast. He's just a blur most of the time.
Yeah, I can't believe I need to ask this, but a bunch of us here have been talking, Crash, and we're wondering if Santa might start running into a place where folks are not yet in bed.
Well, it's been something of a problem already, Frank. I can tell you that Santa and I have talked about it because Santa feels he can go even faster. He thinks he should be better than 90 minutes ahead of last year, so timing of arrival is indeed affecting things.
We're looking ahead to sectors 3, 4, and 5. What do you tell believers there?
Oh, they got a plan on an early bedtime tomorrow. I know some parents love that idea while other parents hate it. But we're all in this together, and I think the spirit of Christmas should prevail, and folks should plan to hang those stockings a little earlier.
Okay, Crash, once again, message received. Good update. From the North Pole News Desk, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.